We started reading about King Menashe, Hezekiah's son, right? Who was the king in Yehuda, and who we said erected that four-faced idol, saying, wherever you came from, you'll see it. Causing Hashem to remove the Shekhinah from the Beis HaMikdash, the heavenly fire, right, on the altar vanished, the golden fruit on the there were golden fruits on the Beis HaMikdash which looked lifelike withered, and it says, unfortunately, there was no atrocity that Menashe didn't do. His game plan was to eradicate Hashem's name from the Jewish people's consciousness. As a result, Hashem delivered him into the hands of the Assyrian generals. They locked his hands and feet in iron fetters, and they put him, what they said, a specially constructed iron mule. And they lit a fire under the mule, heating the metal. So, and that's how they brought him to Bavel. And it was a terrible, terrible, torturous event. In his distress, he first prayed to his Getchkes. And he got the response that a Getchke gives. Nothing. He then said, wait, I remember my father Hezekiahu was a tzaddik, taught me. When he quoted from Devarim, when you are in a state of tribulation and all of these terrible things come upon you, meaning that which was written in the Torah, then you will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, and you will listen to his voice. Menashe addressed Hashem. He said, I now see that all the gods are false. None of them answered, are capable of so. You are the master of the universe. But if you don't answer me, then I'm going to say that all the gods, including you, are the same. None of you can help. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven said, this Russia does not deserve that I accept his prayer. However, if I refuse him, future potential Balei Tshuva will be discouraged. They may say, Menashe tried to do tshuva, and God said no. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for this reason, was about to accept his tshuva. But the angels intervened, and they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is tshuva possible for a man who erected an idol in the Beis HaMikdash and who basically enticed others to sin? It says the angel shut all the heavenly windows to prevent Menashe's prayer from reaching the Kisei HaKavod, the heavenly throne. The Medrash says that it was Menashe's sins that caused this blockage. And his tshuva, as we heard, seems chutzpahdik. It wasn't wholehearted. He was basically saying to God, if you come through now, okay, I'll believe you. It says, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? It says, kaviyachol, it's if as the Kaddish Baruch Hu bored, as like with a drill, a little opening under his throne for Menashe's prayers to reach him. Hashem accepted the prayers because of Hashem's great rahmanas, mercy, even though it wasn't a deserving type of tshuva. Hashem miraculously restored Menashe to his kingdom, because it says in Divrei Yamin, he returned to Yerushalayim to his kingdom. Then Menashe said, the universe is controlled by a just ruler. He took away all the getchkes. He cleaned the Beis HaMikdash from all of this garbage. He dismantled every idolatrous altar that he had built on the Harabayis, on the Temple Mount. He repaired the Mizbeach properly, and he brought many Korban Shlomim, peace and Toda, thanksgiving offerings. And he commanded the people that their task was to serve Rabbono Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you will do tshuva in exile, and if you will fulfill the Torah with all of your heart and soul, Hashem is going to return your captivity. And as we learn today in the Gemara, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to return. HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow exiles his being, his presence, into Golas. The Shechina is going to return with Klal Yisroel to Eretz Yisroel. And Hashem will have mercy. He will gather, as we say, the Jews from all the nations where he scattered you. And as we say, even if you were exiled to the end of the heavens, from there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, will gather you and he will take you. In the future, the Melech Mashiach is going to reinstate the Malchus Beis David, the dynasty of David HaMelech. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, whether it comes down from Shemayim or not. We don't really know, it seems. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring all those Jews who were scattered in the four corners of the earth back to Eretz Yisroel. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says, whoever does not believe this and doesn't in their heart wait, right, for Hashem and doesn't accept the prophecies right, it has a problem. Somehow this sentence doesn't end, I'm sorry, or I can't understand it. It says, the Torah says, Hashem, your God, is going to return you from your captivity. Hashem is going to have mercy on the Jewish people. Return and gather you, right, wherever you're exiled from. The Medrash says, quotes the following. How carefully one has to consider the extent of service we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day, a bas koil, a heavenly voice, says to the world, return, rebellious children. Yet people ignore. As long as a person is well in this world, we have this notion status quo will exist. If God forbid he has an illness, he says it's like he's now been put in chains. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the tribal, not rather the heavenly tribunal, right, judge. It says if 1,000 angels accuse him, even if one angel comes to his defense by pointing out a zchus, a merit, he's acquitted. If the heavenly tribunal decrees death on the person, and the Malach HaMoves comes with a flaming sword, and the person, it says, begins to regret sins, this, it says, is too late. He says remorse at that time is ineffective. And I don't know what time this is, but it seems to obviously be a late stage at the end of one's existence. Remorse is ineffective. We need to do tshuva b'chayenu in our lifetime. It says two angels will then basically recall to each individual everything they did, every word said, and the person says, MS. This is a true recording of what happened. It says, when a corpse is being carried to the grave, all of the individual's actions march before them. And it says, the heavenly, it says, criers proclaim whether or not his life was sinful. And everyone is required to answer before the awesome throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for the Averos and for those influenced by the individual, but if they even for the splendid spiritual attainments which somehow laziness deprived the individual. Moshe was trying to impress upon people how the level of tshuva is so required. Moshe says, Hashem's going to bring you to the land that he promised to Avram Yitzchak V'Yadai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do good. And he says, multiply you above your forefathers. Hashem is going to remove the Yetzer Hara from each heart. It says, in the days of Ezra, Hashem took away the urge to serve idols. And in the days of Mashiach, the urge for all evil will be removed. And we will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with complete purity. Hashem is going to give due judgment to all of the Jewish enemies, all those who made the exile so terrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have the same level of simcha over the Jewish people as Hashem experienced with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And this is going to happen when you obey His voice and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believe in Nefesh with your heart and soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah that sincere and complete tshuva is going to occur, and it's going to occur, right, and bring the geula. Rabbi Eliezer learned, if Klal Yisrael does tshuva, that's a condition for being redeemed. Rabbi Yehoshua told him, it's not an if. He said, if, chas v'sholom, we don't have a voluntary repentance movement at the destined time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unfortunately, is going to establish, right, the ruler's baddest Haman, which will basically lead us to cry to Hashem and reach that. I'm Yeshua ben Levi, was privileged to meet Mashiach in Gan Eden. I don't know what this means, but anyway. And he said to Mashiach, Ben Kimster, when are you coming? And Mashiach said, Hayoyim, today. Later, Yeshua ben Levi met Eliyahu HaNavi, and he said, what happened? Didn't happen that day. He said, no, you don't understand. It says, today, if you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, and the author of the Medrash says, there are two possible times of the Geula Shleima. When the Jewish people do perfect tshuva, ASAP, immediate. And there is a destined time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, no matter what, have the Geula Shleima. We obviously don't know what, quote, that end time is, what the end time is. The whole notion of tshuva, we know, is what encompasses this period of time. And there are times I look at Svarim and it fear, and you, I think, oh my gosh, this is just such a difficult task. How is it possible that I can do what's needed? How is it possible that every yid can do what's needed? And then we know there are those gedolim, and I think the Chafetz Chaim was one of them, who said that as hard as we think it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we think and knows how, what, our thought patterns, etc., can basically discourage us. And the Chafetz Chaim says that 100 years ago, when he was the Gadol HaDor, he testifies about how difficult doing a mitzvah is on those days. And he says, any mitzvah done with sincerity by a yid has so much more power, merit, reward, because it's just so, so hard to do. So we have these, like I say, balancing opinions. And I think, in my simple mind, I think we just got to be honest with ourselves and try. I don't know anything else. Moshe says the Torah is close to every Jew. He says the Torah, which Moshe commands, is not hidden. He says, don't pretend you don't understand it. He said, you have the written Torah and you have the oral Torah. A metaphor is that a foolish person goes into the base of Medrash and noticing that other Jews are studying with a level of fervor, he says, how does one get to this stage? And he's told, well, we start learning Aleph Beis, and after we're proficient in Kriya in reading, we can move on to learning Chumash. And after Chumash, as we get some more mastery, we can then go to Tanakh. We can learn the other Sfarim, the 24 books of the Nevi'im. You can then graduate to learning Mishnayos, which has the basic ideas, right, from the Gemara. And a further step is the progression of learning Gemara. The fool sits back and says, how can I ever get there? And he says, there's so much effort here. Bye-bye. He gives up. It says, a person with wisdom that acts like the sharper, in terms of mind power, of two men who notice a loaf of bread on a string hanging from the ceiling. One says, that's too high. I can't get there, and I'm going to give up. The other one said, hold on. Let me look and let me consider. If that loaf of bread is on the ceiling, I don't believe it got there on its own. Somebody must have figured out how to put it there. So there is a human way to accomplish this. And he thinks. And he says, well, what if I build up scaffolding or ladders that are secure? And he does it. And he does it slowly but surely, step by step, and he can climb up and get the bread. He says that's the approach. Someone who has wisdom says, let me learn what I can today. I can't do it all, right? But I'll do some today. I'll add some more tomorrow, and I'll keep adding until I gain a greater level of understanding and knowledge. Moshe says, Hashem brought the Torah down from heaven. You've got it. You do not ever need a second Moshe Rabbeinu to give the Jewish people the Torah. But let me tell you that even if it were still in heaven, the fact that Torah exists, you'd have to find a way to get it. But that's not your task. It's not over the sea. but you got to get a boat to get it. Okay? The Torah is accessible, not in heaven, not on the waters, not in the deserts. And it's accessible. And the proof or statement of its accessibility is, we know the Gemara talks about the great case, and I don't remember the Rabbanim, of a bus coil, paskening, right? What the rule is. And the Sanhedrin said, Torah lav b'shamayim here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told us we got to decide. We're deciding against you. And they say Eliyahu said, when someone asked him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, my children used my Torah to defeat me. Right? And this, the Medrash now goes on with that story, which goes on for a number of pages, and maybe we'll review it tomorrow. Okay. You should all just have the schutz to be, have, you know, Yeshua to do tshuva, and we should be zoicha for a tremendous success. Kol tov. Okay. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day. Okay, thank you, Gary. I guess you're off. Bye-bye.